Welcome to this lesson on an Amen Jungle switch up in Ableton Live 12. If you're making drum and bass, this is one of those edit techniques that can instantly make a drop feel smarter, bigger, and way more alive. Instead of just looping 8 bars and hoping the energy stays up, we're going to use the Amen break itself as raw material, resample it, chop it, and turn it into a switch up that feels like a real arrangement move. And that's the key idea here. This is not just drum editing for the sake of it. We're telling a little bar-level story. For a few bars, one element becomes the main character, then we pull the rug out, reframe the groove, and bring the listener back in with more impact. Let's get into it. Start by opening a clean arrangement view, and picking the section you want to transform. For this lesson, think in terms of an 8-bar drop phrase at around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a really common jungle and DNB tempo zone, and it gives us enough room to build tension without making the edit feel too rushed. Set yourself up mentally with 3 lanes, drums, bass, and FX or atmosphere. Even if your actual project is more complex, that simple structure helps you make better decisions. It keeps you asking the right question. What should be leading right now? Now bring in your Amen source on an audio track. If the loop is already close to the project tempo, keep warping light. In most cases, beats mode is a strong starting point for chop DNB breaks. If you do need to warp, keep the transients preserved so the break stays punchy and doesn't smear out into mush. If the break is dense, try preserving around 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how busy it is. The goal at this stage is not perfect polish. The goal is to get a musical section together that you can resample from. Now comes the fun part. Build a resampling chain. Route that Amen track to a new audio track set to resampling, or just set the new track's input to the Amen track output. This lets you print the break in real time, with all the character of your processing baked in. That commitment is a huge part of getting a strong jungle edit sound. On the Amen track, keep the processing simple but effective. Start with EQ 8 and high pass a little around 30 to 40 Hz, just to clear out unnecessary sub-rumble. Then add some saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. After that, drum bus can give the break more edge and blue, but don't overcook it. Keep the drive moderate and the boom very subtle or off entirely. If you want the whole break to feel more together, a glue compressor with a slower attack and medium release can help, but aim for just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 or 2 dB. The vibe here is forward and gritty, not flattened. You want the Amen to feel like it has momentum. Now record 4 to 8 bars of that processed break while the bass is playing. Capture a version that feels good musically, not just technically clean. I'd always recommend grabbing at least one pass that's solid and another that's a little more aggressive, because sometimes the more useful edit comes from the slightly dirtier take. Once you've got the resample, move it into an arrangement track where you can edit it with precision. You can also use Ableton's Slice to New MIDI track workflow if you want pad-based control, but for an intermediate arrangement-focused lesson, I like combining both approaches. Keep some material as audio for exact placement, and use slicing when you want performance-style variation. When you slice, use transients if the break is already articulate, or 1/8 and 1/16 divisions if you want more detailed control over ghost notes and little flams. Then start organizing your slices into categories. This is a really underrated step. Name things clearly. Think in lanes like Amen Print, Amen Fills, Amen Reverses, and Amen Best Hits. That kind of organization saves you tons of time later when you start making alternate versions. You're looking for useful groups like kick and snare anchors, ghost hats, fill hits, reverse tails, and those classic Amen snare fragments that can carry the identity of the break even when the pattern changes. Now build a 4-bar switch-up phrase. Bar 1 should keep the main Amen pulse recognizable. Don't get too experimental too fast. You want the listener to still feel the DNA of the original groove. Bar 2 can drop one kick or snare and add a reversed slice or a small timing twist. That's where the ear starts to understand that something new is happening. Bar 3 is a great place for a stuttered snare fill or a slightly denser rearrangement. This bar can be the okay. Now we're really moving moment. Bar 4 should open some space so the next phrase can land harder. That might mean a short gap, a stripped hit, or a little fake out before the return. Use clip fades if you hear clicks, and use clip gain to balance slices before you start piling on more processing. Often the best edit is not the one with the most effects. It's the one where the slice levels and timing already feel right. And that leads to one of the most important ideas in this lesson. Groove hierarchy. A strong Amen switch up is never just random chopping. It needs structure. Think of it like this. main hits, support hits, and little details that breathe. If everything is equally busy, nothing stands out, this is where swing and nudging become powerful. If your break needs more movement, try the groove pool. An MPC-style 16th swing, around 55 to 60% can give you a looser jungle feel. If you want something a bit more controlled and rolling, stay closer to the low to mid-50s. A good trick is to apply swing lightly to ghost hats or lighter slices, rather than the whole break. That keeps the groove from getting too floppy. Then manually nudge certain hits. Push a ghost hit slightly late for laid-back tension. Pull a snare fill slightly early if you want urgency. Leave a couple of slices dead on the grid so the whole thing still punches. That contrast is what makes the edit feel intentional. Also, don't be afraid to use silence like a writing tool. Sometimes the strongest move is dropping one layer for just two beats before the next phrase lands. That tiny absence can make the return feel massive. Now let's talk about the bass, because this is where a lot of people either overcomplicate things or leave too much energy in the low end. Your bass should support the edit, not fight it. If the break is getting busy, simplify the bass line. Keep the sub on a simple root note or pedal tone. If you've got a res or mid-bass layer, consider muting it for one or two beats during the most active fill. Then bring it back in with a short stab or a slide on the downbeat. That contrast is gold in drum and bass. The bass return feels harder, because you created a little pocket of space first. Operator or wave eatable are both great for clean subtones. For the mid layer, wave eatable, analog or operator can all work well depending on the sound you're after. Keep the sub mono with utility, and if your mid bass is stepping on the break, low pass it a bit or carve out some space around the break's most important snare zone. That last point is important. If the break and bass are fighting in the same frequency pocket, don't just make the drums louder. Try a small EQ dip in the bass where the snare needs to breathe. Usually that's cleaner and more musical. If you want the switch up to hit even harder, automate a short bass cut for half a bar before the return. That tiny absence makes the next downbeat feel huge. Next, let's bridge the old groove into the new one with some transition effects. This is where you make the switch up feel smooth instead of clunky. A strong lead-in might use auto filter to close down the frequency range in the last half bar before the change. You can automate it down to around 300 to 800 Hz, then reopen it on the new phrase. A short reverb send on a snare or rim can create a little air between phrases. Echo is also great for a single throw, especially on a snare or ghost hit. Keep the mix slow. You're not building ambience here. You're just punctuating the turn. A reverse cymbal or a reversed amen fragment can also work really well. If you print your own reversed fragment with a bit of reverb or delay on it, it can sound more integrated than a generic riser. The best transitions often feel like they came from the track itself. A solid recipe is this: in the last half bar, filter the breakdown. In the last beat, remove the sub or mute the bass. Then on the downbeat of the new phrase, bring in the chopped MN edit with a stronger bass hit. Keep the first two beats after that fairly clean so the groove can speak. Now, arrange the switch up in a real track context. The best place for this kind of move is inside the drop, not only as a standalone fill. For example, you might have bars 1 through 8 as a full rolling amen plus sub. Then bars 9 through 12 become the stripped switch up with chopped amen and reduced bass. Then bars 13 through 16 bring the full groove back with an extra snare accent or bass variation. That's a classic DNB arrangement move, because it keeps the section evolving instead of looping. In darker styles, the changes can stay subtle but rhythmic. In more jungle-leaning material, you can make the edits more obvious and let the break come forward more aggressively. The switch-up should feel like a bridge, not a destination. It should point towards something bigger, like a breakdown, a second drop variation, or a new bass idea. Once the section is working, print the whole switch-up to audio. Seriously, this is one of the fastest ways to finish. Committing to the sound lets you stop endlessly tweaking and start listening like an arranger. After you print it, consolidate the final region, add any necessary clip fades, and compare the printed version against the layered version. Remove any source tracks you don't need anymore. Then ask the big questions: does the switch up lead somewhere? Does the bass come back with enough force? Are the drums overcrowded in the same band? Does it actually feel like an intentional move? A really good test is to listen at low volume. If the snare hits, bass return, and break texture still read clearly when quiet, the edit is probably doing its job. A few common mistakes to watch for here. 1. Overchopping the amen until it loses its identity. You want the listener to still feel that jungle DNA, so keep at least one recognizable phrase or anchor hit in the section. 2. Leaving too much sub during dense edits. If the break gets busy, simplify the bass or automate it out for a moment. 3. Drowning the chopped hits in reverb. Keep it short, filtered, and usually on sends if you want the groove to stay tight. 4. Quantizing everything perfectly. A little timing drift on ghost notes can make the break feel human and alive. 5. Making the switch up louder instead of different. Contrast comes from density, register, rhythm, and space, not just gain.